A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today. Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Now, I feel like spring is on the way, and while we can all enjoy the longer evenings and the warmer weather, if you suffer from seasonal allergies, you're probably dreading the next few months. But don't worry, help is at hand. Dr. Easelt Sheehan, yes, that's right, is from Allergy Ireland, and she's here for a Mind Yourself Now special. Good morning, Easelt.
Hi, Dave. How are things?
I'm good. I don't suffer from seasonal allergies, so I'm probably doing better than a lot of people who are listening now. But there are people, of course, who do, and it's a tough time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at probably about 1 in 4 people in Ireland actually suffering from allergies, whether they be sort of seasonal or perennial. And we're probably about to see this pollen count kick off shortly enough. So from about the beginning of March, and that might go all the way through to September, depending on whether it's tree pollen, grass pollen or weed pollen.
And given the work that you do, I mean, we're amazing, us humans, and what we've done throughout the centuries to alleviate, you know, disease and illnesses and all manner of things. But the allergies, like, there's lots you can do, but it's also not something that's going to have some kind of immediate and easy cure. I mean, eventually, maybe when we map the human genome and we can program it out of ourselves, it might happen. But for the moment, we are faced with having to just simply be reactive and treat it, aren't we?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's being reactive to your symptoms, then there's sort of trying to be a little more preventative. So starting your treatment plan earlier. But there are some more long-term options, and immunotherapy and light therapy into the nose. And they're good ways to try and, I suppose, nearly like vaccinate yourself to what you're against, what you're allergic to. So they are a bit more effective. So maybe we'll see more and more of that, I suppose, I'm hoping in the future.
Okay, well, let's go then to the realities of what some of our listeners will face into in the coming weeks as the pollen count kind of shoots off over the charts and they have to deal with it. I mean, you said you can almost be preventative. Can you begin things now at this point ahead of the season to do things, or do you wait?
Yeah, so, I mean, ideally you would have an allergy test so you know what you're allergic to, because tree pollen is released around March, April time, whereas grass pollen, May to about July, and then weed pollen after that. So if you knew what season was worst for you, ideally you want to start a treatment plan a little bit before that without having an allergy test, because obviously that's not always available for people. Just base it on when your symptoms get bad.
Right.
So if your symptoms do tend to get bad around March, April time, definitely getting a bit of a plan in place before that. So around now, basically would be the best plan to try and at least eliminate some of those symptoms. You might still experience flare-ups, but then you can have a flare-up plan in place, you know, with your GP.
Gotcha. And what would the preventative steps be then? What should you be doing around this time if you are one of those early pollen sufferers?
Yeah, so I suppose firstly, keep an eye on the pollen count so at least you know when it's about to kick off. But outside of that, for some people, starting an antihistamine, just over-the-counter antihistamine, will be the way to go. And that's something that you would take daily through the season. You might want to just double check with the pharmacist and make sure you're taking the correct one and correct dosing, you know. And same goes for children too. I mean, there are antihistamine liquids as well that they can use.
And are there any kind are there any side effects from taking an antihistamine on a regular basis?
So if you're just doing it for, I should start by saying, there are the older types of antihistamines would have made people quite drowsy. fortunately, the newer version of antihistamines that are available now are non-drowsy ones. So if, especially if you're just using it for a period of the year, so it may be, you know, 2 or 3 months or maybe 6 months of the year, really there should be no side effects, particularly with the over-the-counter medications. I would just say occasionally, and this has happened to my son, funny enough, the most non-drowsy, lowest dose antihistamine can actually make some people drowsy. So it's no harm maybe to check it out at a weekend when you're not sort of about to head into work or prep or, you know, or school, I suppose, just so that you don't get caught out.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. So the antihistamine is one. Is there anything else you can do beforehand?
Yeah. So there are some over-the-counter nasal sprays, but basically I would say if an antihistamine on its own hasn't been enough in the past, then I would actually recommend checking in with your GP or if possible with an allergy doctor, because really you want to tailor a plan to cover sort of what your main symptoms tend to be, because everyone's going to be a little different. Some people will experience more sort of like the itchy, sneezy eye sort of irritated eye symptoms, where others it's more like sinus pressure and headaches, those type of symptoms. So it would be no harm to check in with your doctor, because there are a lot of prescribed medications that would be great to start right now as well. So topicals are different types of nasal sprays and drops, but also there are some tablet form of medications as well that can be used.
And do life stages play any effect on this? I mean, do younger people suffer differently than people in their midlife, or elderly people, or I don't know, say for example a pregnant people, like are there different kind of effects that can happen based on what else is going on in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, allergies or allergic rhinitis can affect people from sort of, you know, maybe toddler age all the way up through to elderly age groups. But there are definitely times in your life when you're a little more vulnerable. And you mentioned sort of pregnancy, or I suppose thinking about hormones, you know, we do find puberty can allow symptoms to get a little bit of out of hand. Same in pregnancy. Perimenopausal time for women as well can be quite a tough time with allergic rhinitis and sinus symptoms. Outside of that, you know, sometimes it's hard to know and we don't know why, but you can just have a couple of years where your symptoms just get a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, because all the situations you mentioned there, as if there isn't enough going on, whether you're, you know, going through puberty, you're pregnant, or you're in perimenopause, like, you know, you just need a bit of rhinitis on top of all of that just to make sure we keep you in check.
Really unfair.
Yeah, no, I genuinely mean this. As someone who doesn't suffer from it, it kind of seems maybe sometimes easy to dismiss, but knowing people who do and knowing them quite well, it can be quite debilitating, any kind of serious allergy.
Yeah, I mean, look, some people will experience mild symptoms, and so, you know, it might be a couple of days a year they're sneezing and have a runny nose, but for others it really is, like you said, it can be very debilitating. Like, your sleep is affected, concentration, I mean, even like there have been studies to show that your mood can be affected by it as well. And then I suppose the worst part is just, I mean, if you sort of have the feeling of not wanting to go outdoors because it doesn't feel like it's worth it, and that's especially awful if it's young kids and, you know, they're sort of not going out and playing sports and things like that they would have normally done. So again, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really worth making sure to check in with your doctor or, like I said, if possible, an allergy doctor, so that you have a really good tailored plan.
You mentioned things like immunotherapy earlier on. What are the alternative to just simply, you know, medication and the other things you've mentioned so far? Immunotherapy, and did you say rhinolite is another one?
Yeah, rhinolite. So light therapy as well. So immunotherapy is, we have it for a couple of allergens in Ireland. So we have it for grass pollen, I should say, tree pollens and dust mite. And that's where you give, like, it's a little wafer-like tablet that has whatever you're allergic to in it. So say grass pollen, it dissolves under your tongue. You take it every day over a 3 to 5 year period. So it is a long treatment, but you gradually build up a tolerance, or like I sort of mentioned, I think before, it's like a vaccination sort of to what you're allergic to.
Yeah.
And it's a safe and it's a particularly effective treatment actually for children and for young adults.
Right.
89% effective, which is fairly good as treatments go.
That really is.
And then, you mentioned rhinolite as well. So That's basically a UV light treatment into the nose. So that was sort of initially developed just to treat skin conditions like psoriasis and eczema and things like that. But now it's used also into the nose. The idea being that it targets the allergic cells or those reactive cells in the nose causing symptoms. So you're trying to desensitize your nose, basically.
Gotcha.
And again, that's probably less age dependent, but again, an effective treatment. So they're being used a lot in Ireland, but definitely not as much as we should be using these treatments. They're okay. They're available to patients.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and like the relief that can have, as you said, over a long period of time can be absolutely amazing. Dr. Easel Sheen, yeah. We could talk to you all day, but we have to call it there. Thank you so much for talking to us. Dr. Easel Sheen is the allergy specialist with Allergy Ireland. Thanks as always.
Thanks a million.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.